Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just, I couldn't quit.
Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Engageware's very own Caroline Plakowitz. She's talking about Engageware's Engage 2023 report, where we discuss the impact of the insights gained from this report for the financial services industry. We're talking labor market, digital banking, member engagement, and a lot more. So check it out. Buddy Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Engageware's very own Caroline Plakowitz. Caroline, how are you today? Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Tis the season. I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Better now that you are here. And we're talking today about, you guys just did a report, the Engage 2023 report from Engageware, and the impact of the insights that you guys gained from this report for financial services industry is going to be pretty good stuff. I mean, this is great reading material over the holidays, if you will. So enjoy this. So I just want to dive in here. Give us a quick overview of this year's report, and then we'll dive into a few details.
Absolutely. So this is our second annual customer engagement and banking report. And what we have done now for the second year in a row is conducted a survey of banking professionals, predominantly mostly among credit union institutions in the U.S., yep. Also some small community banks in there too, of various sizes. This year we heard from about over 110 professionals working at credit unions and banks, and trying to gauge their sense of their perceptions of what customer member engagement means for them at their institution, the role that it plays, and what plans, strategic initiatives, and investments they intend on making in the coming year to improve and further their engagement with members. Yep. So definitely an evolving I'm at a lack for words here. Concept, I would say, because yes. For so long, over the last decade, I think the focus has been on member experience, which is still absolutely very valid and very much needed. And the distinction between experience and engagement here has more to do with engagement being a long-term relationship and how that member becomes more embedded in the institution and vice versa. As they continue to make long-term life financial decisions, expand the number of products and services with their credit union or bank, and how do financial institutions intend on providing that level of engagement to achieve those long-term relationships.
Yeah, I mean, for any financial institution out there, they want their organization to be that primary financial resource. Exactly. And so that member engagement that you're talking about is so crucial, especially in today's day and age where the retail sector seems to be kind of setting the tone and then everybody else has to rise up to those expectations, including banks and credit unions. So I get what you're saying here loud and clear. And I think a lot of the financial institutions out there, credit unions in this case, hear it as well. So I want to dive into a few of the details here. One of the ones that kind of caught my eye was the labor shortage this interesting labor market that we're in right now. Mm-hmm. So how is that labor shortage impacting credit unions specifically with their ability and meeting member needs and building deeper relationships with members that you just talked about?
Absolutely. So relationships, as you and I both know, have long been the backbone of credit union strategy and their value proposition and why they exist, right? That's really the crux of it. And the labor shortage issues that came about immediately from the pandemic back in 2020, we were surprised to see is that they're still lingering. When we surveyed this population of credit union and bank staff and asked them what is the number one thing their institution is in need of in terms of enabling them to deliver a stronger member engagement strategy, their number one answer was staff, more employees. Yeah. And it's actually, this represents, it was a 66% increase from the year prior when we asked the same question in 2021. So that was surprising to us. It's 2 years later, almost 3 years later. They are still struggling with hiring, retention, and hanging on to those employees that are critical to building member relationships and providing the level of service that they pride themselves on. We know that they're struggling with it. They do see it. It's extremely valuable, especially as these members are looking to build deeper relationships and might be looking for more advanced assistance or financial consultation on on bigger financial decisions.
Well, yeah, you hit on your last point there. You hit on a trend right now, because obviously the transactional relationship is getting more kind of, I guess, self-service, if you will, because of the technology now. And so a lot of the credit unions and banks too, they're becoming more of a consultative environment, especially in an in-branch situation. So yeah, you hit the nail on the head there for sure. And finding that top tier talent out there to handle that has got to be such a huge challenge right now, because there's so many other options. And right now it sounds like the employee candidates kind of have their choice of where they want to work based on what the organization is going to provide them. So it's an uphill battle, I think, right now for a lot of credit unions.
Still very much is, correct.
Indeed. So the next one that kind of stuck out here was, can you share some best practices that credit unions must solve? And, you know, especially in the hiring situation and retention and training is so important that we've been hearing about the last few years. So how do they solve those challenges in the hiring and the retention training? Any best practices for them?
Yeah, we have a few that we've observed from our own customers, and we have a community of credit unions and banks who tap into each other to explore and discuss some of these best practices. And what we know is that it won't be solved overnight. There are a lot of macroeconomic other conditions at play here for the staffing challenges that they face. However, a few things that they can do is to enable and empower their existing employee base to have easy and seamless access to institutional knowledge. That's the policies, procedures, processes that they're able to instantly tap into that knowledge base from anywhere that they work at any point in time, with a member in front of them or not, and have the confidence that they are reaching the most up-to-date, consistent piece of information that will help their member base through whatever question they may have or whatever transaction they need to conduct. So easy, seamless access to institutional knowledge, number one. Are you ensuring that?
Yeah.
Also, we see that when there is a centralized employee knowledge base, it allows credit unions, especially the learning and development departments or the HR departments, to utilize that to their advantage in ramping up new hires and empowering them right away, setting them up in a fashion where they know how to search for and find the correct information that they need to do their jobs every day in an efficient time frame. And to utilize that centralized knowledge base as literally a training ground, and continuously support employees with ongoing trainings and developments, all of which can be easily accessed from that said employee knowledge base.
Yep. Yeah, you want to set them up to succeed right off the bat. So why not?
Absolutely.
So, especially in today's day and age, when that's so important, because, you know, the members or the customers, they want top-notch service and support. And so to set up your new employees or new hires this way is a recipe for success, for sure. So,
absolutely.
So can you also discuss the importance of optimizing the channel strategy to meet the needs of credit union members? Can you share with me some details on that?
Yes. The easy and not so easy answer is they need to be offering all channels consistently, because the truth is your member base and prospect base is comprised of various generations, generational differences and preferences, some of which are adopting technology quicker, some of them a little slower. And the key is you have to be aware of that and utilize each channel to make sure you are providing consistent information and that someone who wants to call you or do live chat with you or walk into a branch is getting the same consistent information as someone who prefers to use their mobile banking app or your online banking. So consistency is key. Understanding that information needs to be presented slightly differently. While it needs to convey the same bottom line message, you know, taking into consideration how it presents itself on a tiny screen versus in branch, and knowing how to cater to get across the most important information. And then lastly, I will say is making themselves available, meaning their human resources, their employee, their staff, within digital channels. So we know that set amount of a vast majority of banking, common banking transactions begin digitally. I think it's almost 70 or 80%, according to a Gartner study. They begin, these inquiries typically start digitally, whether it's going to the mobile banking app or the website. And if that person can't find an answer to their question, they're still going to want to tap into some human assistance. So whether it's contacting someone through a contact center or inquiry form, or you know, probably preferably reaching someone right away through video banking, what the credit unions need to do to optimize their channel strategy is making sure that they are making themselves available and providing links and calls to action throughout their digital channels that said person can easily tap into and switch over from digital to human assistance. I'll give an example to you. I am a credit union member myself. Shout out to Atlantic Federal Credit Union up in Maine.
Right on.
They are great. They, I recently have purchased my new home. So this is not a common banking transaction for me. It's not the same one as checking my balance. You know, there's some things I had to do that I've never done before.
Right.
And literally within a matter of seconds, I go to their website and the ability to connect immediately to a video banker or do video banking and connect to an associate literally within seconds without being placed on hold and have a face-to-face conversation through a screen and say, hey, I got to write this big check to somebody. How can we do this wire transfer? And having that instant connection available is really going to help improve that seamless flow that we know consumers are hopping around channels, right? It's been going on for years now.
Yeah, and the video aspect of it, and I'm totally biased in this area, obviously, but that video aspect of it, because you got to video, I mean, there was like you said, there was a connection and there was a bond there immediately. And so that trust factor was there as well, right? Yes. Knowing that all this stuff was going to be, the process was going to be a proper one, if you will. So yeah, so and have that conversation right there, especially in a video format, really, really is sets the tone there for the rest of the relationship. So cool. I'm really glad. Thank you for that example. I love anecdotes like that. So just to see how it is successful and you experienced one there for sure. So good stuff.
We know other credit unions are utilizing appointment scheduling. So online appointment scheduling. So throughout their messaging on their website or mobile app, they are doing a great job seizing the opportunity to insert calls to action. Got a question, schedule an appointment, need to learn more, schedule an appointment, you know, according to your own calendar. You can access, if you can't access an agent or associate right away, you can schedule an appointment for a future date and time.
Perfect.
That can be in person, virtual, or on the phone. So as long as you've got options, and utilizing that central staff to be able to work those channels seamlessly from wherever they're working.
And like you said, having those options, especially when you have demographics that are more apt to go in the branch or use a video call or do it by their phone or the desktop, you know, so it's great to have those options to kind of cater to all the different types of folks out there and how they want to communicate. So that's big time important. So I want to talk about the role of digital digital as well. So, because we've been alluding to that in some of your previous responses here. So what is the role of digital and credit union banking? How do credit union leaders better engage their members through digital channels? And you just described one with your digital call, with your video call with your credit union regarding your house. So what other things can you tell us in that area?
So we know that over the last few years, there's been immense investments made on behalf of credit unions and community banks to bring on additional digital technology to enable this remote type of banking. And what we still see is that there is a little bit of lag in adoption. So where they may get a certain portion of their member base to adopt the new technology and to download the new app or start using the new online banking system, there's still some challenges in getting the technology laggards on board. So something that will be critical and that will also help alleviate the limited staffing issues that they have is the more that they can successfully educate their member base on how to utilize the digital technologies with step-by-step guides, videos, tutorials online, email campaigns that just remind your member base, hey, did you know we offer video banking or we offer appointment scheduling? Here's how to do it. You tapping into those kind of educational reminder campaigns to help improve adoption, especially among those laggards. And even utilizing, we know of some credit unions who are using their appointment scheduling solutions to introduce a new technology. So say there was a mobile banking conversion to a new provider and they had to switch everyone over. Yeah. They will send out an email campaign with links to schedule a one-on-one appointment with someone virtually at the credit union.
I like that.
To help introduce and walk them through how to get migrated over or whatever they need to do. So being creative, thinking about all those inter-channel exchanges that you can do, cross promotion, to help improve that digital adoption. And eventually, the more folks you get using the digital solutions, doing a little bit more self-service, the less volume of calls or inquiries you'll have to the contact center.
Yeah, got that right for sure. And anytime you can interact with a member, that's a good thing because you're
absolutely
just deepening that relationship, like you talked about at the very top. So So what's the big? Is there a big takeaway from this report that you say? I mean, I know there's kind of a theme that's been running through this whole thing, but anything? What's the big takeaway for you, just from your perspective, that credit unions can take and use? I know it's kind of a big question, but.
Yeah, I've thought about it because there were a lot of learnings and some surprises, some okay, like we could have expected this. I think what is most encouraging to me is this is now our second year running this survey. We expanded it this year to do an additional survey, a complimentary survey of 450 banking consumers so that we can see kind of do a juxtaposition of what are our credit union and bank professionals seeing and hearing and thinking and how do they perceive engagement versus how our actual consumers, how are they interacting? So a couple of learnings. One, it's super encouraging to see that a little bit more and more financial institutions are seeing and differentiating between member experience and engagement, both critically important, but slightly different. This year, about a third of those that we surveyed said that their institution does differentiate the two. So that's encouraging to see that kind of catching on. And I would expect that to continue to increase. And then secondly, what was interesting was that while most customers say they are satisfied with their primary financial institution, there are indicators that there's more work to be done to get to this deeper level of engagement. So 78% of consumers surveyed said that they are satisfied with their current primary financial institution and the level of support they receive, but only half agree that their institution tries to engage with them to understand their needs on a deeper level.
Okay.
And even fewer, about 40%, say there is someone at their bank or credit union that they know that they can talk to when they need answers to a financial question. So the opportunity is there. The consumers want it. More credit unions are recognizing there's a difference. And I think the good news is, yes, there's work to be done, but there's ample technology available and strategies to help bridge this gap.
Yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth because I was thinking opportunity as well. The opportunity is there and the member is telling you that the opportunity is there. So credit unions, take advantage of it. So yeah, really good stuff here. All right, Caroline, anything else here to add to wrap up? I mean, I know we're just kind of scratching the surface here, obviously, but lots more here, but anything else you'd like to add to kind of wrap up here?
I would just like to wish you and everyone a happy holidays. And if you do have some downtime,
yes,
check out the report. 30 pages there, but we'll be launching some social media campaigns to look forward to after the new year that kind of help break down the data into more bite-sized chunks. So give us a follow on LinkedIn and take a look at the results that way.
We will. And we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and write to you guys if they have any questions and all that good stuff. So yeah, again, Caroline, thank you so much for this great information. That's a great way to kind of head into 2023 for everybody and get them started off on the right foot, if you will. So appreciate the time and your insights as well.
My pleasure.
Anytime. And congratulations on your new house, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
you're welcome.
I have a New Year's project.
Great news. All right. Good news all the way around. All right, Caroline, I'll let you get back at it. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.
All right.
We'll chat again in 2023.
All right. Thank you.
You are. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.
Has there been a point in your journey where you felt like giving up?
Daily, you know, yeah. I mean, but very short-lived. Yeah. I had the curse of you just I couldn't quit.